And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off? All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Geico presents, yikes, another voicemail from your roommate.
Sup, roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home? Later.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Okay, children, now I want to review the different sexual positions. Who can tell me which sexual positions we talked about?
Hot Carl?
Yes, you can give your partner the old Hot Carl, sure.
Welcome back to Twig After Dark, the show where we take you behind the scenes of This Week in Geek, or we take a look at something a little bit strange. Maybe we'll tell a story, or lately we've been doing something a little bit different. We've been visiting the other side of the tracks, the red light district.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Of the internet, if you will, but I'm not alone as I have my raincoat where I'm not wearing much underneath. I'm joined with...
Alex, all roads lead to bush roads.
Oh, boy. So we are back here on Twig After Dark, taking a look at yet another piece of vintage erotica. But this one is more up our alley, while the other one was, dare I say, well, pretty fucked up.
It was a little taboo.
It was, yeah, was it a little taboo, a little bit not uncomfortable, because it does have a point in cinema history. This one is a little bit more timely, you actually might say.
Yes.
Because what we're talking about today is Vinegar Syndrome's Sex World. You might be saying, Sex World? Is that anything like Westworld? Actually, yes. This is a 1977 erotica movie based upon the idea of robots sort of having sex with ordinary people at a luxury resort sort of designed to help them overcome their sexual insecurities. And that kind of brings up a lot of topics. Actually, I remember talking on Twig probably about a month or two ago. We talked about robots, actual sex robots.
Yeah, we did.
And bionics and everything like that. I remember way back in the day reading a term in a book, of all things, something called teledildonics, a telephone dildo, where your lover could call you and they could make the vibrations be more intense or less intense. And as we move forward into the 21st century with literally bionics, androids, artificial intelligence, the idea of a sex world isn't so far-fetched,
well,
actually.
Not to mention, it's looking at, we haven't seen this movie yet, so it's a matter of reading the back of the box. Just, we didn't want to go in with too much detail on it, but it sounds like it's a mixture of the 70s Westworld movie and maybe Beyond Westworld, the TV show, if that had come out yet, I'm not sure, and Fantasy Island. And the interesting thing is, it's probably more in line with Westworld, the modern show, which deals with, you know, the same sort of, it has a lot of the sex in it and everything too. So it's more, it's interesting that it's probably more relevant now than it was when it first came out.
Yeah, because, like I said, technology and and culturally, we've evolved so much. So going into this, we have meticulously gone through with a piece of software to skip around all the fucking. Literally, we will not see much.
Hopefully.
Hopefully much.
The idea is we are gonna check out what is the plot like? What is the acting like? If there's any plot that happens during the sex,
we miss it.
We miss it, and we got to piece it together and see if it turns out to be a pretty good movie after we're all.
Yeah, I'm just hoping we don't run into a weird situation where there's a woman, well, is his cock out? Because that made me laugh so hard. Oh, inappropriately.
Well, we will see. Like, I mean, we're ready to watch right away. So I guess
diving into this.
Without further ado, here is Sex World.
If you want to pick this up, you can go to vinegarsyndrome.com. There is relatively low stock available, but it's a very niche picture.
That's just until, I guess, they replenish their stock.
Whether there'll even be a second run, who knows?
Yep, who knows?
So this kind of throws off the whole 1970s Shaw Brothers feel.
That's a theme song.
Okay, Alex has not shut the fuck up about this since he got this. He's like, it's got a theme song.
I looked up the movie, and I saw the trailer, and it had a theme song. I didn't know it's in the movie.
So yeah, you can probably hear it on our mics a little bit, and this good old greyhound going the sex world.
Is it a greyhound, or is it a grey... I thought it was Grey Lines, which would be even better.
Who the hell's Johnny Keys? Johnny Keys.
The thing is, we're not really well-versed in 70s erotica names of people.
But Anthony Spinelli.
Because think about it. Who do you know from the 70s that you've heard of other than John Holmes? I don't know any of the women's names.
What's the woman from Deep Throat?
Oh, I can't remember. But she became more controversial afterwards, which she said about it.
I can name 70s pornos like Debbie Does Dallas and all that.
Yeah, and that was like Bambi Woods or something. But like, you know the names of a couple people. But it wasn't until the 80s where you saw like... names pop up.
You know, how awkward would this be? You're getting on a bus. So, why are you going the sex world? Erectile dysfunction? How come you're going, oh, I'm a really possessive dom? What's your thing? I can't get laid. Like, man, you gotta be comfortable with yourself in a major way.
I mean, I just can't get over the fact that it has a theme song.
And that singer's really giving it. Sex World,
and it has the
which what instrument is that? Or
it's a guitar.
Sound effect?
It's okay. A guitar with an effects pedal. Yeah, early effects pedals. Wait, the bus has a attendant.
It's got a P place. My name is Wayne. He's Wayne.
Oh, he looks creepy.
Not as creepy as that dude in the corner with the mustache.
Is he drunk?
I don't want this man taking me to Sex World. That guy looks like a fucking Okay, that guy looks like a fucking accountant.
It's Clark Kent and the really, really hot mom from
Taboo.
From Taboo. It's the hats that give away the age of the movie. Everything else looks pristine and clear. Well, it was remastered from a 4K transfer.
Yeah, like, this looks great. If I have to say anything for Vinegar Syndrome, they treat whatever films they get with a remarkable amount of care.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, there's some grain in the previous film, but they're doing the best they can without, like, trying to source random film. Like, they probably had the original elements and have done the best they can to restore it. This looks pristine.
You're creepy. I'd like to know how much it would cost to go on this essentially sex tourism thing.
The 70s, probably not a whole lot. Oh, we got a cowboy.
That's our first pair of boobs.
So wait, he wants to go fuck his cousin, from the sounds of it.
That guy looks like the dude, like, do you remember in Starsky and Hutch, where they had Ben Stiller dress up?
Yep.
He looks like that guy. Do it. okay, that was an abrupt cut.
Okay, so basically something happened. Oh, we got a painting, but it's a painting. It's art.
Okay, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count as nudity.
The guy looks like the asshole from today's special, Jeff. This needs the stupid hat.
A Jimmy hat.
My God.
I think my grandparents had that fridge.
I'm pretty sure my parents did when I lived with them. I'm pretty sure we had that oven.
Oh, that's it. Look at that microwave. It's got like 12 dials on it.
Your food will be irradiated. Cooked, maybe, but definitely radioactive.
Oh, it's not even a real painting. Somebody took a picture, and then they're painting the picture.
Oh, boy. Okay, creep alert.
You know what he looks a little bit like?
A serial killer?
A little bit. No,
this isn't erotic, it's scary.
He looks like, I don't know, Shia LaBeouf mixed with somebody else.
Shia LaBeouf's dad.
Shia LaBeouf, the bush. Shia LaBeouf.
Look, that's creepy as fuck!
Yeah, he keeps staring at the picture.
What's his sexual hang-up? No woman wants to have sex with me. Why? Because you're scary.
This is about the best painting you've done yet. Really? No doubt about it.
Yeah. I like the terrible pants he's wearing.
You know what else? I just thought of this now. We're going to see a different movie.
You know, you're getting to be a
because the last movie was directed by a woman, whereas this one's directed by a man.
Written by a woman.
This was written by a woman.
No, the last movie was written by a woman, directed by a man.
Okay. So we'll see if there's anything we can kind of pick up on in terms of, like, themes or anything.
Also, this is probably a more ambitious film because I remember reading somewhere this had I think, like, $100,000 budget. Like, I may be wrong on it. But
that's a lot for the 70s.
They used to have a lot higher budget, and they had a longer shooting schedule, like a week or two to shoot.
Oh, wow.
Versus like
nowadays,
a day. It's basically a day or two. Max.
Yeah, for my friends in the adult industry, you're lucky if you get 4 days.
Yeah, and this would have been probably a couple-week shoot.
That's pretty intense. And the fact that they presumably had extras, like, I'm presuming these aren't just friends and family. They may have hired extras to come out.
Well, and it was multiple locations, too, right?
Can you imagine being a location scout for this?
Well, back then, you had to sort of hide it, right? It wasn't like there was
because the vice squads had bust you.
And it wasn't a safe haven, like, in the valley or anything yet.
Yeah, because, like...
Basically, I think pornos were allowed in New York. And then this is around, like, early 80s is when everything shifted. So this being filmed, it looked like on the West Coast, would have been pretty radical at the time. Maybe San Francisco, they might have...
was that big bridge.
Spend 3 days and three nights at sex world where your every sexual fantasy will be completely fulfilled.
Ooh.
You know, you might find some great looking models.
I don't really like the wall decorations. Chili.
Beef chili. Really? Who was the interior designer here? I would love to know.
Something tells me this is like a very, what's his name? The guy that did the soup can.
Andy Warhol?
It's a very, Warhol sort of thing.
Yeah, can we postpone this moment to acknowledge beef chili?
Yeah, and now we're on another scene. Actually, a sex world on the side of the bus.
Can you imagine driving and just seeing that?
That'd be crazy. So,
like, the hell?
Well, something just happened.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
He's having himself a good old time.
Sorta, I think. Probably.
It's no good.
Oh.
You want a cigarette?
No, damn it. I want some head.
Oh my God!
No, damn it. I want some head.
Well, at least he's very direct in what he wants.
Mr. He looks like.
So here's my question. Who are these people or are these the robots?
Oh, these are people. These are the people that were on the bus, right?
Oh, having all their problems.
Yeah, I guess it explains their problems and it goes on. Like, he, you know who he looks like? CSI Miami's David Caruso mixed with the singer for Weezer.
Oh my God, if I really thought it would help, I'd do it. Don't you know that? Don't you know that?
boobs.
Which, it's kind of funny in a way, but also sexual problems are a serious thing. Something you should definitely talk about with your partner.
Well, I think it's what they're sort of trying to do for as best they can in a 70s movie.
Yeah, 70s mixed, because there's obviously very tongue-in-cheek. But I imagine the director probably wanted to say something.
Wait, what kind of tongue-in-cheek?
Oh, boy. That house coat, man.
Yeah, also, the furniture.
This angle makes me feel very uncomfortable.
You know what? It makes you feel like you're a kid watching your parents fight.
That's got to be intentional. Like, there's no way that they're like, yeah.
Well, I mean, how many porno erotica films do multi angles that are... I'm not talking angles of sex. I mean, setting up establishing shots like this.
And developing actual character arcs.
Wow, you can tell it's her first movie.
Well, Ralph is just not having it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They have a his and her mirror. Doesn't he look like Caruso?
A little bit, yeah. Like, sort of like discount David Caruso. Or definitely in that family.
Mixed with...
Rivers Cuomo?
What's the guy that has the YouTube series, The Gaming Historian?
Oh, Norman Caruso.
Another Caruso. He does look a little bit. Oh, that's creepy.
I'm going to admit, the men in this are fucking creepy.
That's... Isn't that pretty much par for the course for the time period?
I don't know. One of the movies... No, obviously, it wasn't very liberating, but I liked at least the charisma of John Holmes in the Johnny Wad movies.
I've never seen them.
They're a relic, for sure.
Vinegar Syndrome, get a hold of those.
Oh, boy.
Because there could be a whole series. Wasn't it a detective?
Yeah, Johnny Wad. I think there was like three or four of them at least.
Oh, something happened. And now we're back on the bus. Oh, so it looks like it's revealing... I know what's happening. They're establishing each of the characters going into what brought them onto the bus.
And then they'll get their, like, their robots.
Yeah. You would never, ever, ever find a freeway highway that sparse without almost anybody on it anymore at all.
No. Do it. They say it looks like the fucking asshole from Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, a little bit of James Woods going on with
him. Yeah, I can see that.
Like James Woods, Steve Guttenberg.
And I'm sure they love this being used in their movie.
Well, Master Charge before they changed the name to MasterCard?
I wonder if that was a legal thing where they had to say Master Charge instead of MasterCard.
And Visa might have been the people providing the insurance for the movie.
Yeah.
Because people forget, you have to still get insurance on a movie, and they're one of the bigger companies that can do it.
That's true. If something happens
also,
on set,
I still can't believe that the side of the bus says Sex World, and that's not stock footage. That's them driving it for real.
Yeah, that's... So, literally, they had to rent a bus, fill it with extras, get a camera crew in there to do coverage, because that's legitimately not screened.
Yeah.
So, they really put some effort into this, all things considered.
We have seen now 5 or 6 crane shots. Like, or at
or
least,
maybe shot from, like, a cherry picker or something.
Yeah, like there's like, angles you would never see in a porno now.
The most expensive porno I've ever seen was the Pirates porno with Jesse Jane, Riley Steele.
No, but was the cost on that because of the CG?
$2 million.
Was the cost because of the CG or the cost? Because I remember seeing a trailer for it.
Cast.
I didn't see it as having great cinematography.
I don't recall enough about that, unfortunately.
There's more like movie in this, for sure.
Yeah, this seems like an actual legitimate movie.
Okay. She likes to dress up. wigs have come a long way in 35 years. Or sorry, 40 years.
Hard to believe erotica like this has been around that long, and even well before.
And this wasn't the infancy. Like this, like around like what was it, like 66, 67, 68 is when it starts to hit the
mainstream,
where it's not illegal anymore, considered obscene material. Like probably around 1970, actually. But yeah, this is like the golden age, right? Where you could go to see it in a movie theater. You'd hear Burt Reynolds would be on like Johnny Carson, like, where were you last night? Oh, I took a lady friend to an adult film, and like that was a thing that celebrities would do.
That's weird.
I know Burt Reynolds specifically used to talk about it, and I mean he was like sexiest man, king of cool, all that sort of stuff at the time period.
So what's her thing? She doesn't think she's pretty enough or something?
She dresses up. Oh, she cosplays.
Setting the trends.
Although, I'm more disturbed by the fact that I think my great-grandmother had the exact same
I know
cover.
I know for a fact that lamp she has, my uncle had. She's the obscene phone caller?
All personals ad.
Oh, for a good time call.
Yeah. He has just a lot of smut all around his... Oh, wait, smut and professional wrestlers. Oh, no, that's bondage gear.
Yeah, no, that is not Randy Savage.
I thought it was a luchador or Mr. Wrestling or Mr. America or whatever the hell. So now they're going to do phone dirty talk, basically cam girl before cam girl.
Back in the day when you actually had... It felt... I guess reflecting upon personal experience.
Oh, God, here we go.
Seducing someone took a lot more effort back in the day. Now you have Snapchat, you have Twitter, Facebook.
Imagination was a much larger part of things.
Yeah, like you had your voice, maybe a personal ad, like this woman's ad.
I'm more willing to bet that 99% of people don't use their imagination anymore. They just watch porn.
Or they Snapchat it.
Yeah, or they participate directly with it.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Wait, that what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Is it also funny that KY Jail hasn't changed their logo in 40 years?
I thought that was toothpaste.
Oh, yeah. For a second I thought it was super glue, but then I saw the K, so I'm assuming it's KY. But again, if it is, they haven't changed their logo in 40 years. Okay, so now they're just...
walking her through it.
Yeah. Hey, you know who it is? Who's the singer for Blink-182?
Tom DeLonge?
Remember the
Go to the Rock Show video?
No, the first date or something like that?
Yeah.
That's the one where he's like...
running down the street naked?
No, not the one where they're all dressed like it's the 70s, and he's like... It starts up when he's like, that's what... It turns out I was kissing my father or something. What was that one called? Forever and ever, let's make this last forever.
Oh, I know the song you mean, but I can't think of the name of it. Yeah,
yeah, that's what that's exactly what he looked like. Take a look.
Oh my! If this isn't a scene right here, right out of a Dirty Harry movie.
Well, Dirty Harry something.
Oh boy, I didn't even realize that. Oh boy, he's really getting descriptive there. Those are some. That's some underwear.
Yeah.
That girl needs to get a tan.
She's very white. She'd get burned easy.
Like I said, back in the day when people actually had to talk to each other on the phone. Actually, you know what's funny? Everybody has cell phones these days, but how many people you know talk on them?
You call the government, you call your doctor, you call your grandmother, and that's about it.
Yeah, like if you see a phone call come in, how many people just look at the number, let it go, or they text back?
I have my phone on silent 99% of the time because any phone call I get is almost never worth taking. Now, you do it for work. That's about it. If you're working in a job that requires you to use the phone, use the phone. Basically, customer service is the only reason phones exist anymore for almost anything.
Yeah. Whereas with sexuality, now it's all been computerized and categorized.
For buying and sales, you just use websites, but for customer service, you still have to get that human touch.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's most definitely doing.
He needs a lot more lube. Apparently, he must be chafed.
Not having a good time.
Oh, start sucking your ass.
Oh, boy. So, oh, boy.
Wait for me. Let's come together. Where are we going?
You know what weirds me out about porn?
What?
When women wear their shoes.
Yeah, like, people don't really...
It's kind of people who wear socks.
I was going to say, people don't really do the shoe thing in real life. Are you going to get... It's weird. I'm sorry. Not weird. Okay, so everybody has their own thing. To each your own. It's just not something you find common. So, what? It looks like he finished off and she's like, I can't be a part of it. Now she's throwing a fit. And she didn't need the wig. She looked better without it.
I thought she was pretty with the wig, but, you know.
She also had way more too much makeup on at when she had all her get-up. But I guess she had to become a different person to experience her sex. I guess it's the
which is, you know, and that's another interesting thing, too, to kind of look at this once again, looking at the very cerebral part of this. People have this dissociative thing where they have to pretend to be somebody else in this era of the internet. It's so easy to be somebody else. Back then, yeah, you could pretend via letters, phones and whatnot, but nowadays it's so easy to impersonate someone or hide behind a persona. But it's even easier to get found out.
But it was also easy. I was going to say, back then, you could just... People could have wives in two different states or three different provinces.
And they'd never know.
Because if they were a salesman where they left to go to province or state to state on business, you could have four kids with wives in four different cities.
And that was just a thing.
And I mean, common-ish.
We want you to have the best time imaginable. My guess is they rented a country club for a day or
maybe
part of a hotel.
You can imagine it, we can arrange it. We offer you anything and everything. Bondage, domination, water sports. Whatever you
water sports.
Incest, profit.
Oh boy.
Like Kevin
Klein.
How
do you feel about horses?
Kevin Klein looking dude that runs it. Or actually, no, he looks like he should be running the door in Wizard of Oz.
Hey, no one tends to that man behind the curtain. You know how cool it would have been if they actually got Ricardo Montalban to come out and do this as Mr. Rourke?
Says the one that looks like she's like 15.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How do you manage that? Jesus, you don't!
Well, our partners here are sexual. Are they real or...
They are whatever, whoever you want them to be.
It really is. That's the Fantasy Island aspect. It's like magic. They now look like your dad. Creepy.
That's weird.
But again...
But that's a thing, though. I mean, people have that. I wouldn't call it a... Calling it a mental problem is going a little far.
Whatever turns you on. And this would be an outlet.
Yeah. It's safe. You're not hurting anybody, presumably. It is what
it
is.
Oh, now I know what that guy looks like. It's like John Travolta.
She's cute.
Yeah. He's got like a logo on his shirt. Oh, it's a
Sex World.
I want
I'd
that
like to
patch.
Know where that patch ended up.
I was going to say, Vinegar Center, why didn't you make that patch?
That would have been a great replica for this box set, actually.
We got, looks like Bobby Lee there.
I thought you meant Bobby Lashley for a second. I'm like,
no, Bobby Lee from Mad TV. Just waiting for him to break out into character. Okay, so the questionnaire, it looks like they're filling it out.
Now, I will say this now. We are not discussing our fantasies right here, because I am not that comfortable with you.
Wait, what's happening?
They're discussing, what do you want in a partner?
This is very much like the new Westworld. Very close.
Where they decide what the experience is tailored for you?
You go in, and you can have sex with basically whomever you want, in whatever situation you want, and be violent, or... But it's also the West aspect, but it's very similar with the monitoring and everything.
But they're sentient of it, the robots or whatever?
Yeah, they become sentient of it. That's the plot of the first season.
Which, if you wanted to take this into a direction, I'm only going to mention it. Sex World raises a number of ethical questions.
Yeah.
But it's a fantasy movie. Can we explore that?
It's a sci-fi movie.
It's a sci-fi movie. And I bet you on some level they do address it, probably in like a throwaway line. Maybe one of the robots falls in love with one of the Sex World people.
We don't know just yet,
actually. Yeah, we have no idea. That wall makes me very uncomfortable.
Nothing. Something about a red swirling wall looks like
hell.
Yeah. There we go. He gets it. You gonna have some Zulu something come out and dance for me?
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's the '70s.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, wow.
Black chick, and he's like, you here to clean up the room?
So not cool.
You gonna clean up? Clean up? Clean your wet cock when we's done, son.
Clean your wet cock when we's done, son?
Oh, boy.
Surprise, honey.
She should have said surprise, motherfucker.
Oh, we gotta use that line somewhere. Clean your wet cock when we done, son.
It kind of reminds me of coffee in a weird way.
A little bit. Well, I mean, at the time, Pam Grier was super huge.
Oh, yeah. Like
and I'm not just talking her boobies. She was super huge.
I've always had a thing for Pam
Grier. I like Pam Grier. Even when she shows up now occasionally in movies, she's great.
I love her.
She's fantastic.
The first movie I saw her in was Jackie Brown. And then I saw her on Family Matters, right? Yeah.
I saw her first probably on Ghosts of Mars, and then I went back and saw Jackie Brown, which is one of my favorite movies.
And I think, if I remember right, I may very well be wrong, she did a movie with Full Moon Entertainment called Trancers. I think she's in the first one.
Was she in one of those?
I think
so. It wouldn't surprise me. She did a lot of really cool movies in the 70s and 80s and early 90s. I'm sorry, was that guy...
There's a guy I know. He's got some weird things. I'm not going to reveal his identity because I'm not going to kink shame anybody.
Nobody.
But
everybody has their own thing.
Yeah. He was very similar in that regard.
Well, the Asian gentleman basically came across like 90% of people you see at Comic Cons. Really? If you had to... The basement dweller sort of was how he came across.
Yeah, very socially awkward.
Yeah, not comfortable. Now she's disrobing.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
Naked.
You are not gonna leave, are you?
Why? She's gorgeous. She's also a robot, I think. Unless, I think they made her to look like the passenger on the bus that he looked at.
So maybe when he was filling out his questionnaire.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe they read your mind.
I'm guessing. Maybe they're trying to hook them all up with each other.
Maybe, yeah. So the robots run the park, but they fuck each other.
Yeah. You know who that one looks like? I finally figured it out.
Who?
Hasselhoff's hair. James Gunn.
The long lost Gunn brother. I mean, you're not kidding. You're realistic. I'm all set here. Okay, that guy reminds me of the voice of Optimus Primal, Gary Chalk.
Yeah, a bit.
Wow, that's prime.
They are terrible actors.
Are those balloons?
No, they're computer orbs. They're wireless transmitters. Programming it. That's kind of cool.
That's a creepy shot, but it looks cool. Standing by to activate phase two.
Activate phase two. See, this had a decent budget. Look at all the crap that they put in. They made it like a sci-fi tech board.
Do you not get the weird vibe of it? Like she's going to kill someone?
This is very Twilight Zone meets Star Trek meets porn. Look at the hair she's got.
Oh my. What the fuck?
He's the reason I'm late.
But he doesn't want to go in a threesome?
I obviously don't want to comment too much on the women's appearances, but something about the blonde, I love her hair.
Well, it's like Farrah Fawcett hair, but even curlier and bigger.
Yeah.
It's like a mane.
You know what's weird? I was kind of noticing this. There's something about women from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Yep.
They're just prettier in some ways.
It's certain makeup, it's a certain way. It's not overdoing things.
Yeah.
But also, I think it was the big hair. The big hair always did it for me.
Mm-hmm. I always thought they were remarkably
now,
pretty.
Now, also consider, the way things are filmed, when things are filmed on film, the grain, there's a certain look to the lighting and everything that's different than digital now.
Mm-hmm.
Digital, to me, still looks a lot like you're making a home movie, and it's never quite the same.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh, boy. More nudity.
Well, not really. It's artistic nudity.
Yeah.
And now we're at the next scene.
Listen, part of me could see this as a legitimate therapy.
You know, yeah, you know what? Well, I mean, because especially since if you could work out your own issues and aggressions or fears, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then go back into the real world as a normal...
functioning person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my big thing, and this is going to be...
Wait, big dongs and little dongs.
Oh, boy. I think my thing is it's so strange, but I think of the robots. What are the robot rights? Because obviously I'm a huge proponent of artificial intelligence.
You have to watch Westworld.
I need to.
Absolutely.
And this
must.
Kind of, if Westworld is as interesting as this is in some ways, and what
it's,
I mean by that is
it's
this,
ethical. But, it's this, but more modern. You would absolutely love it. There's nothing wrong with this, but I'm saying as far as taking the sci-fi aspect as far as the political and philosophical ramifications, mm-hmm. that's what that show goes into.
All right.
If you like Game of Thrones, you'll like that. Hey, it looks like, was it
Velma?
Velma, yeah.
And now she's in the holodeck.
Oh, they like programmed the room. Oh, she's got pent up issues because she might be a lesbian. It looks like. Because that was really strange. And I guess it was in the '70s.
Yeah, it wasn't as open.
Sorry, not
accepted.
When I say strange, I mean like
it wasn't as accepted.
Strange to see. Not that it didn't exist, obviously.
Yeah. Like, for example, my parents growing up, and it's sad to say we're not very accepting of it.
And they were older, too.
Yeah, and they were
older. They're from the generation even before my parents.
Yeah, like, my grandparents were in their 50s and 60s raising me, and they were not very accepting of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
Whereas I grew up, like, oh, that's Aunt Jackie. She has a girlfriend. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just cool with it.
And, like, my mom had gay friends all through work and that, which, like, so that was never, ever going to be an issue. I've had gay friends in high school. You didn't know they were gay until they came out to you.
Yeah.
But, and it was like, they were always worried. It was like, is that going to change how, you know, you think, like, no, you're you.
Yeah, you're you. You're cool.
I don't care. Do whatever you want to do. Be whoever you want to be. You're you. If you're my friend, it's because I like you for who you are. But I think people, the generation or two before us, that was a lot harder to accept for some people.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, here on the show, we've always had a big importance and focus. Everybody love everybody. Be tolerant.
Oh, yeah. Except for this fuck. I don't like this guy.
Yeah, except for this guy. He's weird.
You, baby.
What?
Well, he just hit a girl. Is that a waterbed? Oh. He wants to watch people. That's what his thing is. So they're covering all the bases. That was the worst looking slap I'd ever seen, though. Bite me.
Should go without saying, kids, but consent is king.
That's also a waterbed, which I'm not a big fan of. That's going to hurt your back.
I had a waterbed growing up.
You're a monster.
I know, it was great. I slept like a baby. I also love how everybody from the 70s had those ridiculous necklaces. And it looks like you're wearing the fucking couch.
So she's reliving a trauma, but likes it?
Huh?
Where
oh boy.
She starts to go into the back of some place and pull a guy's dick out and... Oh! Hilarious slapping. The worst kind of slapping you can imagine. Oh, wiener. Oh, we didn't see no wiener.
What the hell is he wearing? So I could see that breaking up a marriage.
That also might be one of the first times I've seen a cuckold in a movie for like that time period. He wanted to see his wife get dominated by somebody else. And she wanted to be dominated by somebody else.
Like I said, there is no kink shame here, man. Whatever floats your
boat. Well, that's what this is all about, this movie.
Yeah. And I guess it's funny because I just said accept everybody.
Hey, it's Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
De plane, boss.
De plane. Didn't he also fit inside of a cello case in...
James Bond.
Yeah.
I think so, and he hit on the boat for James Bond, tried to stab him, and he kicked him overboard or something.
Harvey Village, right? That's, that was
I think
name.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
A Latin type, maybe?
Look at that computer. I'd like to know where they filmed this.
Like those, that's a real-to-real. I don't know if it's actually turning anything. But, like, it looks like a Star Trek set with all the buttons and stuff.
It must have been some soundstage that they just had access to.
Used for, like, it's all the crazy buttons and stuff. Would have been maybe a TV show from the 60s or early 70s. Like an Irwin Allen's adventure show or something. Because it's a large enough set that, like, well, they might have built it. This had a decent budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know in the 80s they slashed budgets more and more as tape came out because it was
cheaper.
And
it became more gonzo style as opposed to telling
when it was just sex scene. But back then they still, to maintain that X rating, they actually had to make a movie. It had to have a story.
If that picture comes to... Okay, thank God.
If the picture's going to come to life?
That's what I thought it was going to do.
Well, something happened.
Transition.
Sort of. So you got like... It's not Princess Leia buns, but... Oh, that's a really bad French accent.
Yes. Come in.
Oh, she's not the French one then. I thought she was trying to do a French accent.
I don't want to hear the sound of those closing.
That's oddly specific.
They're going pretty deep into some of them. There's probably somebody in here that has what? Would you wear that, Michael?
No.
It's not a banana hammock. It's more like a banana... I don't know what that is. It's like... It's like he bought normal Hanes underwear.
And just cut off the sides.
Cut off the legs, yeah. And it almost looks like a fanny pack, but it's meant to hold your tingle. Oh, he has the worst mustache I've ever seen. It's like a pencil mustache that doesn't suit his face. So far, the acting hasn't been bad from anybody.
No, actually, it's. I think for the most part, a lot of the women are pretty on point.
The guys are a little off, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
The women in the control room aren't the greatest actresses. But actually, so far, she's pretty good.
I really like her. There's a vulnerability about her that I like.
Yeah, she's actually a pretty good actress. The woman that was like, you know, take your cock and wipe it clean or whatever.
She was funny.
Yeah, she had some sass. But some of the others, And now we're in the next scene. She's the one that had to dress up.
I really thought this cut to a Star Trek episode for about 3 seconds.
Do you know what she looks like?
Kira?
She looks like the chick... Nice chick. The woman from Daredevil that plays the one that they help in the first season.
Karen Page?
The one that he's protecting or whatever.
Yeah, Karen.
Her?
I can see that.
Mixed with Natalie Portman.
I can see that. The look on his face is like, what?
See, I don't have any friends or something. Oh, so she's
an introvert.
And just like, straight up afraid of personality and making connections with people.
There are so many people that I know that are like that. They're genuinely afraid of connecting with people, or they keep having horrible experiences,
or they're worried about it, or they maybe have social anxiety, or they are socially a little awkward, or appears to be to other people, and then they're afraid they're going to make it worse by saying the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So this actually is pretty ahead of its time.
I mean, obviously it's all sex and boobies and dick, but
no, but
if you're willing to look under the surface.
There's so many double entendres in there.
Yeah, and I do realize we're not making hysterical MST3K. If anything, I want you guys to think about certain things.
Well, also, this movie is different than the last one in that it is more story-driven.
Yeah, like, the other one was like, did he take his cock out?
Is he raping you?
Like, whoa,
as
buddy.
She plays with herself.
This one is like, I have trouble connecting with people. Or don't shut the door. I don't like the sound of closing doors. I'm not going to lie. That's kind of haunting to hear. Because it makes me think back to other things.
Well, also, like, they're not going into detail on that. There's obviously backstories to the characters that they're letting you interpret. They're not one-dimensional characters.
Oh, boy. And we have a serious discussion to that.
What kind of pussy do you want?
Can it be someone like my sister? Of
course. What the fuck is it with the 70s and this?
And I wanted to go down with me like she used to, see, at Christmas time. And then we fixed it so that my family is outside the door, and we can hear them, and we're in the bathroom together alone. And then she'll say, well, Mac, does your wife suck it as good as I used to?
I'm not going to lie. That made me think of Kevin Smith's movie, Jane Bob Strike Back. Okay, we're going to suck each other's dicks, and then you're going to say, oh, what a lovely tea party. That's what that made me think of.
That was right out there.
That was awkward as fuck.
He was very excited.
Do I suck it as good as your wife? Whoa, dude.
Yes, sister. Yeah,
creepy motherfucker.
Biggest thing about these movies, wallpaper. First of all, wallpaper's a no-no nowadays, but ugly wallpaper's even worse. So she's setting herself up. So the question is this a real person or is this her encounter with a robot? Sex world. I mean, it looks like they're trying to work through all their issues or get through their kinks without having real world ish like things that would put them in compromising positions in real world.
Yeah, like better you could work it out with a robot or an AI as opposed to doing something you may regret or terribly illegal in real life.
Or just having frustration in general.
It would make you a more rounded person, but then again this opens the door to more ethical questions. Which I keep pounding that nail on the head.
Well, I mean, it's in that sense, it's a little ahead of its time. Like I was saying, it's something that you could release now, maybe take away some of the graphic sex, but you could make an HBO movie.
Yeah, if you were to update Sex World, and if you were to make it a full production porno, I would have Digital Playground produce it, because they produce the best story-driven erotica. But I'd get a director who really cares about story, and I would say Axel Braun, because he does a lot of the parody stuff.
You don't want goofy stuff. Now, here's a question. Would you get somebody... And there's not a lot of people around from that time period anymore, from the 70s stuff. I mean, there could be. If a director was in their 20s, they would only be in their 50s or 60s now. So would you have somebody from back then direct it? Or would you have somebody from, let's say, like European art cinema direct it?
Someone from European art cinema who knows how to make erotica at the same time. Because as much as it's fun to make a sexy movie... I want to have certain themes explored.
Basically, like, you get, like, a French or Italian director to make it or something?
Yeah. I mean, there is nothing wrong with porn as long as it's safe. Whatever, right?
Yeah.
But I want to make a movie that says something. And I'm not saying every fuck movie says something. But some of them are legitimately, they try and make movies.
Oh, good grief.
That's a very...
That's
a happy guy.
That's a very large... happy man.
I like how the music went dramatic there for a second.
He was dressed like a superhero, only he was missing some clothes.
That brings up an interesting question. Let's say you go through all this.
Yeah.
You work out your problems.
Yeah.
What if you can't leave it behind?
Well, then would it be a therapy session that you come back to every so often?
I would hope that you can afford it, for one. Hopefully it makes you a better person, fixes your marriage, relationship, or whatever.
Hit the bag, Nelson.
Yeah, they're sort of hinting that there's some problem still with some of these people.
Last call for Airport Bucks. Let's start from the beginning. You see, there's this girl. It could turn out to be serious. Cash. If that's the problem, I got plenty of cash. That's one thing. Not allowed. Gratuity was good. Well, money was good enough before. What's the matter with now? Can't do that. That's ridiculous, man. What's the matter? This is good. You work here, right?
Oh, those glasses.
I love those glasses on people. I really do. I really hope that's funny or intentional that the bus's name is 69.
So literally, it looks like they're hinting she wasn't a robot. That they paired them together. As is. Not everybody was paired with a robot, it looks like. It looks like some were paired with each other, and they don't know who was and who wasn't. Which is, I guess, the joy of taking the bus back, and you can realize if you were paired with somebody.
Yeah, maybe you realize you have connected with another human being.
So it looks like they took a psychological profile, ran it through a computer, and analyzed.
And then the simulation stops?
Wait, everybody else is a robot but the one girl?
So who runs... Wow.
It was one person running the whole thing.
That's a mind fuck.
So everybody was a robot except for her, even the scientist that was in charge.
That's kind of intense.
That's very Westworldy.
Certainly didn't see that coming.
No, neither did I. Hey, apparently I'm in this movie. Oh, that was a girl's name, though.
Oh, boy. So... That was Sex World.
Let's see it. Like, I'll skip towards the end here. We'll see if it has any information on when it, where it was filmed, when it was filmed. So, screenplay by Dean Rogers. I've heard of Anthony Spinelli.
Yeah.
Actually, I've heard that. That's a very common name, I think, from the 70s. So. Edited, music and sound effects. Music composed. Title song. Yeah, I mean, I think it's cool. They did produce their own theme song.
Special permission of Soul Town Records. They went as legitimate as they could. They filmed it in Panavision.
Yeah.
Full crew.
Which explains why the remaster, as long as they found a good copy of the print, why the remaster looks so good. They used, like, full-fledged... They didn't go with Super 16 like a lot of pornos did. They used full 35mm Panavision cameras.
They had catering.
Yeah, well, I guess you got it on a production,
right? Yeah,
you
really do. It's an essential part of any set. At least from the few I've been on.
And because of the time period, they wouldn't have said where they filmed or anything, obviously. No. But that was interesting, for sure.
That was a thing. Thank you, Vinegar Syndrome. So hopefully...
Yeah, and before we go into the special features, there's really not much with this one. There is a theatrical trailer, a teaser, reversible cover art where it shows like the original poster or new created art. And then just saying that it was a mono release, remastered in 4K. Now, it's not a 4K release, but remastered from a 4K print, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, all things considered, this print was really well taken care of. It looks fantastic. Now, obviously, we do want to hear from you guys out there in podcast land. What do you think of these Twig After Darks? Are you enjoying them? So let us know at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Does this make you want to go out and check out the movies that we're reviewing? Do you have questions? Like I said, I think, if anything, Sex World, I walk away with a lot more ethical and scientific questions than I typically would have. And I like a movie, as dumb as it sounds, that makes me kind of think about
that. Well, think about this. When was the last time you, if ever, watched an adult film and were left with asking, like, philosophical questions?
Never. Truth be told, never. And... obviously, growing up, I saw a bunch of adult films. Reviewing them when I did reviewing stuff for Digital Playground, I saw good movies that happen to have sex in them. But this one, like I said, it's got some weird ethical questions, but it's also got some philosophical questions. Could something like this legitimately help you?
It works as a sci-fi film.
Yeah, sci-fi film that happens to have a lot of people
a lot of poon,
sex.
A lot of poon.
So on that note, for Twig After Dark, we have been...
Alex.
I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying... Sex World! Da-da-da-da-da-da, Sex World!
It's more like Bush World.
You're on your own there, pal.
Okay, son, now you're starting to scare the viewers.
Just act normal.
I'd ask you to do the same, but I'm afraid that ship has sailed.
Why are there so many ostriches?
But you have a game that is dipped in the...
ropey, thick, window cocking.
So guys, we'll be right back right here on This Week in Geek, only on thisweekingeek.net and many other sites where I syndicate this crap, because I'm a media slut.
I like turtles.
Loose like your mom.
That's right.
No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to?
Me likey tater tots.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Check out our website at thisweekingeek.net for more geek content and subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Follow and message us on Twitter at This Week in Geek. And check out our Instagram at twig_official_podcast. And if you're the good old-fashioned email type, send us an email at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. We'll see you next time. And remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Clean your wet cock when we's done, sir.
Jesus Christ.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Geico presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi! So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.